This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, everybody. How are you? It's a Thursday. On Cliff Central. You know what time it is? It is time for Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. I want to remind you that the show is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters with 60 years experience in windows and door solutions. Taylor Blinds and Shutters ticks every box, from flawless textures, colors, and that's what we're talking about today. Colors, trusted materials, controlled lighting, and high quality products while keeping it elegant and classy. It is the perfect way to give your space the mood and style it needs. I'm so excited to be talking to my guest today. By the way, if you want to see what we're both wearing, you can go to our Facebook page, Living It Up, or go to cliffcentral.com. She's doing that one trend that I love, which is wearing one color top to bottom. She's wearing gray, which is one of my favorite. I've also done that before. She's looking very stylish. She's got huge accessories. She's got a big ring, so both of us have big rings. If my nails weren't so horrible, I would do a nail a pick for you guys. I'm so excited to introduce you guys to Sandra Larkin. Sandra, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Lerato, and thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
It's so nice to have you on the show because we're going to be talking color, painting. You're a color specialist. So I don't usually like people's reading. I don't like people reading people's bios because then it feels like a grocery list. But Sandra Larkin Interiors is not only a business that you started, but you're also a mom. You also love architecture. You also like renovating houses. So that's something that I wanted to talk about.
Absolutely.
Today. So we're going to be talking about all of that, being a mother, being a businesswoman. But the main reason why we are here today is to talk the color of the year. Okay, the Pantone color of the year, which is ultraviolet. And it's coincidental, actually, Sandra, that like 2 weeks ago, I was like, actually, what is my birthstone? And I was born on the 23rd of February. Then I realized my birthstone is amethyst. And
beautiful.
Amethyst is essentially like a purple. And that's what ultraviolet is. And so it made me like, this conversation is going to be very interesting to me because, one, I don't necessarily own a lot of things that are purple. I don't actually think I even own one thing. So I'm interested in how you're going to help me bring that color into my life, because I'm interested in doing that, actually. So it's going to be very, 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 very exciting to talk about that. But the first thing I wanted to start with, okay, is before you tell me about Sandra Larkin Interiors, how it happened, how does one become a color specialist?
Well, for me, it was actually very easy. My mother was a fantastic artist.
Yes.
So I was learning the art of mixing color when I was 3 years old.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So, and funny enough, it just seems to be in our genes. Everybody in my family are either an interior decorator, a color specialist, or a makeup artist. So we have one kind of another.
Exactly. That's amazing. Because obviously what I love about art, okay, as a lover of art, is that it's open to interpretation. So while your mom was making art, you guys were deciding how that manifests itself. You know, for you, it has been interiors. And as you say, for somebody else in your family, it's makeup. But it's about that kind of artistry and how it's translated. How did you discover that yours was interiors? How did you discover that, look, actually, I love turning spaces into beautiful, because as you say, you've been mixing colors since you were 3 years old.
Well, yeah, actually what happened is when I was 13,
yes,
I actually fell in love with fashion. So I actually studied as a fashion designer, but later in life I realized that all design is basically three things.
Yes.
It's color, firstly, then it's texture, mm-hmm, and then it's proportion. Mm-hmm. So whether you're designing a dress, or you're designing a room, or you're designing the exterior of a facade of a house, all those three elements relate to any form of design. Even now I design furniture, and it's always key to my design.
Yeah.
Color, texture, proportion.
So it's really interesting to me, as you said it, because I have worked in women's magazines, and so fashion is not only an interest, but, you know, I sit on the Joburg Fashion Council. So I understand exactly what you mean. But I get also what you mean about proportion in terms of a room. Because a big sofa in a tiny room makes a huge difference. You know what I mean? It can kill the feeling of the room. And if a room doesn't have enough textures or colors, so... Completely. I had never actually done the, what is it? It's CTP. CTP, color, texture, proportion. When did you decide, what made you decide to go, I love fashion. It's great. It's nice. But I want to go elsewhere with this.
Well, that's a very easy question. Children came along.
Yes, I see why you needed flexibility in your time.
Exactly. Yeah. So I started just dabbling around at home, trying to, this is where my love of renovations came in. Just I had a bit more time on my hands. I started dabbling around, repainting kitchens, repainting walls. In fact, my husband loved white. Mm. So he went away on a business trip one week, and he came back, the whole house was an entirely different color. And I think that's when my love of color and paint techniques came about, because I realized the absolutely transforming power of color.
Mm.
And it is one of the most quickest and cost-effective ways of transforming rooms and interiors, because all color has got a different vibration.
Exactly.
So if you paint a room, the same room, you can paint it yellow, and for instance, or you could say decide to paint the room in the Pantone color of the year, the ultraviolet, the whole vibration of the room will be a completely different vibration.
Now you are talking to my soul, because I, when you talk about vibration, it's literally as if you know my sort of internal language, my spiritual language, because I believe that human beings are vibrational creatures, right? So if you are vibrating negativity, that's what will come into you. And one of the things I did for a very long time is that I wore black because I thought it made me lean. And what I did is that I was vibrating, being sullen, not being happy. And the moment I started introducing color into my wardrobe, people reacted to me differently. People wanted to talk to me. I felt lighter. I felt happier. And I then vibrated that out. And I think a room is exactly the same way. A room that's blood red, you know, kind of tells you something about the person. So I love that you speak about vibration. And I think even, wouldn't you say, because I know you love architecture as well, wouldn't you say when you choose a house that it vibrates back to you as well?
Oh, absolutely. I've bought many houses in my life, but there's one house, actually twice it's happened in my life, where I never even went inside the house. I said on the outside, looking at the boundary wall, this is my house.
Yeah, and you're like...
I just got the feeling that that is my house.
Yeah.
And actually when I walked in, I still had the feeling. Mm. I bought both those houses. In fact, I've transformed both their houses. You know, vibration in color is you're quite right by saying it is spiritually connected.
Yeah.
Because if you talk about, if we want to go back to the ultraviolet color, at the moment, the reason why it's a trend color and why Pantone have chosen it as the color of the year, interestingly enough, because it's got a very sacred vibration about it.
Yeah.
It's about the inner sacred space that we have. Because all around us, the world is becoming so overstimulated.
Yep.
We are so overstimulated with our cell phones. We look at cell phones sometimes more than 200 times a day.
My goodness.
So we are forgetting that inner space within us.
Yep.
So that the vibration of ultraviolet has it's got a combination of two colors.
Yep.
It's got the fiery energy of red.
Mm-hmm.
fiery, fierce energy of red, and it's got the calming serenity of blue.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the ultraviolet color. So we need this color at the moment as an inner sanctum to calm us down and to remember who we are, to kind of go back to our higher selves.
Mm. Oh my God, this is such a good conversation. You were sent to me, Sandy. It's like, you know, so one of the reasons I went and looked for my birthstone, amethyst, was to sort of understand a little bit more about myself. And the stone itself, which is looks ultraviolet, is a calming. So it's very interesting the words that you use, because it's a calming stone. It's one that's meant to help you feel secure, calmer, peaceful. And when you relate that to the 2018 color of the year, we do need a lot more peace around us, a lot more calm around us. And I think, as you say, we always are assailed with things all the time. You know what I mean? Look at this, watch this video, like this, click this, answer this text. And there is something really powerful about being calm, putting your phone down and looking out. And I like the fact that you're saying currently what we need right now as people is the sense of calmness. When did you realize that color is not just color, that ultraviolet is not just ultraviolet, that there is more? You know, for me, it was in clothes. It was physically in clothes and seeing how they were bringing me down in the colors that I was choosing. When did you realize that, whether it's a cushion or a color of a shutter, or indeed your ring that you're wearing, that you're constantly communicating this? I mean, can you remember at what age you made that connection, or when in your spirit did you go, ooh, this is...
Yeah, I think it was when I was actually involved in doing a lot of pain techniques.
Yeah.
I think it was in the sort of 80s and 90s when I did a lot of interior pain techniques. I used to actually go into a zone and actually physically go into a meditative space or a psychological space and think to myself, what colors does this family need? And very often I would mix up a special sort of special colors, and techniques were done in layers. I would mix up those vibration of colors and paint them on the walls. And it didn't only transform the people's homes, it also transformed their lives.
Yes.
In a certain way. Because they would come back and say, wow, this is so amazing, even though they never changed their furniture.
Exactly.
Their furniture remained the same, their curtains remained the same, yet I managed to change the vibration of the room and their homes into something much more exquisite. And I think that's when I realized how powerful the different vibrations of color are and how they affect different people.
You know, it's amazing to me, because I've been doing the show for over a year now, and you are the first, I'm not saying this to flatter you, but you're the first guest I've had on the show. You're the first guest I've had on the show who has talked spiritually about a home and a house and color and places that we inhabit. You are the first guest to acknowledge that. And it's such a powerful thing that you have, Sandy, to be able to create such amazing spaces for people and understand that it is their spirit. So your spirit has to connect to their spirit so you can build them a home that they'll have children in, you know, make love to their husbands and or cook for their wives. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
First guest.
Because what I often do is often when I go into people's homes and I've been given let's say somebody gives me a contract, I almost try and put myself in their shoes.
Mm.
About 6 years ago, I did a home I've just worked on it recently again. I've just renovated their bathrooms, but they had three young, small children.
Yeah.
And my children by that stage were all, you know, adults.
Yes.
I wasn't in that mindset of how do I not put accessories around the house. But I actually stepped into their shoes.
Yeah.
I created quite a bold look, because instead of putting lots of small things, I put lots of very big, bold things, and that actually filled the space. completely serenely without needing all lots of little knickknacks and things like that. So accessories were not actually that necessary.
Essential. So how do you go from, oh, by the way, how many children do you have?
I have two.
Okay. So how do you go from, oh, I have time on my hands, I'm a mom of two, and I'm now the owner of Sandra Larkin Interiors. How does that happen?
Well, that certainly was a rather a journey.
Meandering.
And sometimes there were detours as well.
Yes.
Well, I think it's actually just my complete love of beautiful things. Mm. You know, renovating my own homes and then people asking me, oh, won't you come and do my home? And it just kind of metamorphosized into Sandra Larkin Interiors, which then I also obviously designed furniture. And my one little detour, which I'm sure you'll be quite interested in, is I went off and I designed jewelry because I'm interested in color and also beautiful stones, semi-precious stones.
Yes.
Definitely radiate beautiful color. So, and also it's the different textures in those natural stones.
Mm.
So it was, to be honest, you're quite right, it was a bit of a meander. And as I said, there were one or two detours. But somehow interiors always pull me back. And I think it's because my core talent at the end of the day, like I said to you, what doesn't matter whether I'm designing a dress or whether I'm designing a piece of jewelry or whether I'm designing a room or a piece of furniture, it always comes back to the color.
Yeah.
The color, the texture, the proportion.
Exactly.
So those, you know, I think that's just because of I love the passionate, I'm very passionate about beauty.
Yes.
And beautiful homes are becoming our sanctuary.
Yeah. I think that there was a very long time when people had to go outside to experience beauty. And I think that now we're becoming quite insular. We are understanding why the home is so important in being a soft place to land after coming back from, particularly in this new age world where your emails are on your phone, on your iPad, so you're constantly so switched on that your home needs to be a very calming space for you. Can you tell me about the first home that you did where you were, and some of the challenges where you were commissioned? Now you're saying, okay, now I'm going to go and do somebody's home. What was that first experience like? Because as you said before, you had just done your homes.
Well, yeah.
If you don't mind.
No,
or you can tell me maybe about your more significant one.
In fact, it was this particular house. It was in Saxonwold.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely did start off as the client's decorative painter. And she kept on saying to me, I can see you've got such an amazing eye. Because I kept on saying, why don't you do this here? Or why don't you?
Yes.
I can see you've got such an amazing eye. And you know what? I need my bedroom redone. And I need, basically, it was upstairs of her house. I need my children's bedrooms redone and my study redone.
Yeah.
So while I'm too busy, why don't you just put a scheme together for me? And because I'm sure you can do it.
And you're like, I can? Okay.
So, basically, I did say almost exactly that. She said, oh, I have complete faith in you. Just go and do it.
Yeah, I think. Don't you think that when it is your time to do something and you meet that person who just says, just do it, that you find a way to get out of yourself? Because usually we're stuck in that moment because I can't, and I've never, and somebody just says, can you just do it? And the moment that happens, you get out of yourself. And I'm sure that's what this client did. She freed you from insecurities.
She did. Absolutely, yeah.
And would you say, what was the greatest lesson from that first client? What was the one takeaway that you've used, the one thing that helped you that you now look back on and go, oh, shit, that was really good?
Well, I was actually amazed how well I did, actually. To be honest,
yes.
I looked back and I said, wow. And in fact, the husband actually caught me one day looking. He said, oh, you're admiring your handiwork.
Yes. Can I tell you, whenever I make Christmas food, Christmas lunch, and I feel good, I look at my bird in the oven and I go, ooh la la. My mom was like, you're so proud of your work. I'm like, yes, you should be proud of yourself, shouldn't you? Right.
Yeah, you know, it was quite a big step going from a decorative painter and then, you know, becoming a decorator. And look, I don't think I ever really looked back from there, because I could always put two skills instead of having one skill.
Mm.
It just became more all rounding.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the client is getting the benefit of my color, all my color knowledge, plus all my
design aesthetics and experience. So for those people who don't know, what is a decorative painter?
Well, it was very popular in the 80s and the 90s. A decorative painting is basically color washing, distressing, which in actual fact, after everything comes back in 20 years, the 20-year cycles, and it's really coming back again now. And funny enough, I still have some of my old team that used to work for me, and we are doing quite a bit of a decorative painting, but in a much more subtle way.
Yeah,
the colors aren't so strong. It's basically just beautiful layers of washes over furniture. Beautiful. We're doing a lot of metallic feature walls. To give a wallpaper look, but a more bespoke wallpaper look. So in other words, each feature wall is created specifically for that room, and it's really a creative and expression of myself and my team, how we apply the different layers of color, and then the final layer being the metallics.
So it's quite interesting that you talk about the wallpaper look, because I love that look. I love this idea of you can touch it, but you can also paint over it, and it looks wonderful. So for people who don't know, what is the difference between those kinds of colors and regular paint, as it were? So where it doesn't feel wallpaperish, what is the difference? Is it the kind of paint, or is it the technique, the way it's painted, or is it both?
I think it's the way it's painted.
Yeah.
So you use different techniques of different brushes and different strokes and different cloths to get certain textural finishes, which then give you that wallpaper look.
Mm.
But as I said to you, it's slightly more bespoke as opposed to just going and buying. But you still get the textures, and you still get the wonderful
the finish.
Feel of a wallpaper. It's just that it's more personal, I'd say.
Yes, yes.
Than just going and buying a roll of wallpaper.
Yeah, and you guys know that every single time, I want to encourage you to understand why we have the professionals we do have. As somebody who has painted their own home before, and homes in the plural, and will never do that again, there's a reason why people like Sandra Locke in here have a job. I'm meant to be behind the microphone and write, and she's meant to do her decorative interior design stuff. And that's why we need to do this, because people can hire the right people, because there's nothing as bad as looking at a wall and thinking, my God, I should have brought in a professional to do that. I shouldn't have done that myself. Rather, this is your home. Rather spend that little bit of money talking to somebody who can actually help you than try to do everything yourself and end up with, sorry to be blunt, a shitty wall. If you've just tuned in, you listen to me, Lerato Shabalala, on Living It Up. I'm talking to my guest, Sandra Larkin of Sandra Larkin in Terry's. You can find them on Facebook. You can find her and her business on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. I want to let you know and remind you once again that Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala, is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Turn your window or doorways into your room's best accessory. And I'm with the accessory queen here, so we're going to talk about ultraviolet accessories in a bit. By the way, let me tell you something, Sandy. Somebody wrote a thing about me years ago, being an over-accessorizer. So to meet a jeweler, somebody who likes, who's extra like me, I'm like, you see, I was normal. There was something wrong with you, not me.
More is more.
Exactly. So, so to turn your room's best accessory with tailor blinds and shutters, you'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, which is one of Sandy's pillars, texture, which is another one of Sandy's three pillars, patterns, and a taste to your space. So the Pantone color of the year is ultraviolet for 2018. Mm. And people may find, well, the color, as we were talking before, is an incredibly calming, wonderful color. Most people don't know how to use it. They don't know, like, which part of the room, like, what do I do with it? What are the first ways people can introduce ultraviolet into their spaces? Remember, trends are not, you're not meant to have ultraviolet room with ultraviolet accessories with an ultraviolet sofa. So that is not what we're saying to you. Trends, whether you are wearing the trend in fashion or whether the trend is in your house, trends are about interpretation. And that's what Sandy's here to help us with, how to interpret the color of the year in your home. So where would you suggest people start as a way to introduce the color in their homes?
Well, ultraviolet has also got a lot of connotations of luxury and royalty.
Yes, yes. It's the color of the church, apparently. I think the sort of...
Or the bishops.
Purple. Yes, the yes, yes.
You know, and it's also... So, and I think, just to go back to the resonance of it again, I think also we all also bogged down in our political turmoil and financial chaos around the world, that it's almost we need that color to almost remind us of more abundant times. And look, I can be a very bold decorator. I have got nothing wrong with painting a fantastic feature wall,
yes,
with ultraviolet and putting gold gold accents on it. I think ultraviolet and gold go, or any metallic for that matter, the rose gold or even gunmetal, go beautifully with the color. So certainly I wouldn't have a problem doing a feature wall. But another way of doing it, if you're not as bold as me, as I am in my own personal home, a beautiful cupboard in that color could also, and it's an easy thing to paint, an old piece of furniture. For instance, an old piece of furniture that maybe you inherited that you don't really like, paint it up in this delicious color, and even put a high gloss varnish on it.
Yeah.
And it could be something spectacular.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. I think that a lot of the times people are literal about spaces. They're like, I'm going to buy a completely new thing. But actually, there's nothing wrong with reupholstering a sofa. There's nothing wrong, as you say, with taking something that is old and making it new, right? That's the wonderful thing about design. And once again, because both Sandy and myself are fashion people who found our way into interior spaces, it's the same with when I wear my mother's stuff. You know, it feels new because she cried. I wore something that she used to wear when she was younger than me. Imagine, I was around, but she was younger than me, and I wore something that she used to wear, and I took a picture because my mother's not on WhatsApp, and I sent it to my sister. I said, please show it to her. And she said she cried when she saw it because it's a reminder. And I think that, you know, it's wonderful, the advice you're giving to people, that it take something that you already have, put a high, you know, paint a cupboard and put a high gloss over it, and suddenly your mother's old cupboard is a new.
It's just transformed. It's
transformed, exactly. And what about accessories?
Well, yeah, you can get, I mean, for me, because I love semi-precious stones, I would have, you know, no problem in even getting a beautiful geode. So you don't even have to really transform your room that much. You can just buy a beautiful geode. But yes, and then you'll have all the spiritual power and yes, the energy from that with the vibration of the color.
Exactly.
Also just a beautiful velvet cushion in that beautiful color. And if you don't want to use such strong color, you can tone it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You could maybe go into the soft lavenders, the lilacs, still got the more feminine vibration of that color. It's just a little bit softer. If that complete ultraviolet is just too strong for you and you want something slightly more calming, you just go down in the different tones.
Yeah, because that's another thing I was going to ask you, that for people who find ultraviolet to be like, you know, it's like a lot, can they go into the other colors? I'm very, very glad that you mentioned that in terms of speaking to different people and reinterpreting the color. Once again, it's not about taking ultraviolet literally as it is, but it's finding ways to include yourself in it. Is there a space where you can't use this particular color? Is there space in the room where an ultraviolet wouldn't work, or would you say it's how you use it as opposed to not using it at all?
I would say it's how you use it as to not using it at all.
Yeah.
Because interestingly enough, as you know, we gray was a very big trend, and it's still
yes.
a fantastic neutral.
Yes.
Although the warmer colors are coming back, I have used the actual colorant ultraviolet in my grays to keep that vibration of the ultraviolet. The eye actually can't see that the color is there, but the vibration. So you could still get a beautiful gray with the underlying tone of the ultraviolet.
Yeah.
So then you can, in other words, it's a neutral, but it's still got the vibration of the ultraviolet in it.
You know what I love about what you've just said now about the fact that it's not, you can't see it with the naked eye. It's like when you add a spice to something, you can't see it, but proof of it is in the taste. You know it's in there because it just elevates whatever it is.
Exactly. It's the same principle.
It's the same principle, right? It's like you may not be able to say, oh, I can see the ultraviolet, but because it's in there vibrationally, you understand. Mm. So I've got to veer off a little because you are, like I say, I think you were sent to me. It's weird that you're talking to me today because I'm, you know, when you feel like you're not vibrating your normal self, and so you hope that a guest will come in and help you just, you know, bring you back to it, and that's exactly what you've done for me. So I have to acknowledge the forces of the universe and thank them for putting us together, because you literally have aligned I had just misalignment. You know, when you are with people and you take that energy, their vibration, and you make it yours, and you have just reminded me, okay, wait,
thank
remember
you
who you are. No, this is very powerful for me. If I didn't have another half hour, I'd be crying. When have you always been the spiritual? Like, where does this wonderful person who's so connected to the spirit and where does that come from?
I think my whole family are like that.
Yeah.
You know, I had a most amazing grandmother, and she really believed in the power of love.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure it's not her saying, but she used to walk around saying the only thing there is love.
Yes.
So, and I think that also all members of our family, we're really passionate about what we do.
Mm.
So we really love what we do. And so I think it comes from, it comes from the matriarch of the family, just, you know, being quite a spiritual person herself. And, and that we all the artists in the family definitely got that from her.
No, I think you have it. I think you're a healer. Seriously. I do. I was driving here thinking, oh, but don't let her down. Meanwhile, you were sent here just to, like I say, fix my misalignment and make this an incredible interview for me. So this is really, really wonderful for me. I wanted to talk about the eyes of the house, as it were, the window. You know, because the window is a space where you look out if you've got a great view. In fact, whether you have a great view or not, it's the thing that reminds you what your day is like. When most people, you'll see people understand sensory things and spirituality. You'll see the sink is always in front of a window. So as you touch water, that life cleansing element you're looking out. So windows are incredibly important in terms of leading you into the house. In what way could you add ultraviolet on, you know, window space? Because I have to be honest, I haven't seen that many lilac or you know, on windows. I haven't seen that many people bring the ultraviolet color. So anyway, how would you?
Well, certainly, for instance, florals yeah. are a very big trend at the moment. So, and they're very big and bold. So certainly if you've got the right house and the right room, you could do a beautiful curtain application with the beautiful fabrics with, you know, the big white blooms, but all this ultraviolets or lilacs in the background.
Mm.
Or if you want a more tailored effect, again, just toning that ultraviolet color down into a more lilac, like a beautiful lilac gray linen.
Mm.
You know, so you're still getting the vibration, but you're doing a more tailored effect on that. And again, beautiful Roman blinds with those colors. You get beautiful pale lilac backgrounds with like even a beautiful toile on a Roman blind.
Oh, yes, yes.
Could you know, it depends whether you're doing a modern application or you're doing a more country application.
Okay. Okay, because I assume for a more country, the floral would work wonderfully.
Yes.
You know, it give you a sense of being out within the elements. This is really fascinating for me as well. So I wanted to talk about some of the things your business is involved in. But we were talking off air before we got on. You were just telling me about some of the parts of your business and other things that you're involved in. So I thought we could touch a little bit on that.
Yes, well, one of my hats that I wear, I'm the brand ambassador for Versus Paints, which is actually a fantastic South African brand. They are the premium coatings company in South Africa, but we are really getting serious about our paint now, and we have got a lot of different products like our anti-mosquito paint, which is fantastic for lodges. We've got
e-cover. Wait, so how long does, wait, so the walls have an anti-mosquito, what, repellent substance in them?
Yes.
No ways.
Absolutely. So, it's fantastic. In fact, the CEO, he was telling us a story the other day about the guys were painting a stable in Waterfall, and they hadn't finished. So the one half of the stable, and then they came back the next day, had flies on it, and the other half of the stable, there were no flies on it. So
intense.
Where they had not painted this anti-mosquito paint, the flies were not sitting on this paint at all. So it's not only, it's very good for stables and lodges and
places. It's amazing. And also, I mean, I know a lot of people find the you know, the drapes to keep out the mosquitoes on the bed, on the four-poster bed, sexy. But sometimes you just want to be free. So a mosquito net free universe, I can't wait. And how long does that last? I mean, are you still in the testing stages or?
No, we are. It's a product. It's on the shelves.
Crazy. Yeah.
And then another one of our products, it's called Eco Baby. Mm-hmm. It's lead free. It's for to paint babies' rooms with you know, your cots, your walls.
Yeah, so that it doesn't harm children. Remember, children are incredibly sensitive. So if there is a material, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's got too many chemicals or it can be harmful to a child.
Exactly. And then we've also got an antibacterial paint, and we are in the process of actually offering this offering with all these products which we've got a paint called Premium Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be, if you want our Premium Machine, you can have Premium Machine with mosquito with eco additives in it. So you can choose what you want in whatever level of paint you want.
So if I wanted to find out more about the, you know, because you're the brand ambassador, how would I get in touch with you to whether it's for the Eco Baby or the anti-mosquito paint, how would I get in touch with you to find out more about these products?
Well, we've got a store in Parkhurst, on 6th Street in Parkhurst, and I'm currently based there. You just need to call me and set up an appointment. Mm-hmm. And also, that is where I also help a lot of people mix their bespoke colors.
Okay.
Because as I did the color system a few 4 years ago.
Right.
And we do have beautiful neutrals, but often people always think color is about color. Color is not actually about color. Color is about light reflection. It's about the way the light is bouncing off that color. So every house has got a different light reflection. So sometimes you might like a color. It looks beautiful in the store, but you can come to me and say, Sandy, I just would like this color to be a little bit darker or a little bit lighter. And that's where we actually mix in the perfect color up for you in the store, and we keep it on record. So whenever you want to retouch your house, we've still got this color on record.
So do you then rename the color? If you know, there's one from the store and then you put it together and it becomes something newish, do you have names for them?
Very, very often we actually just name them after the client. But my latest favorite color is a color called Mink.
Okay.
And I'm now doing, we've got another really beautiful color called Heavenly. It's an exterior color for a house. And it's actually a slightly Mediterranean pinky corally color, which is...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Pinky corally, because I thought it was going to be...
Exactly. The client is, she wants a different look. She doesn't want a look that everybody else has got. And she's going for a very more Mediterranean, Spanish kind of a feel.
Mm.
So, yeah, we mix. That's basically one of Versa's specialities. Not only the manager at the store is also very good.
Okay.
And, yeah, we do it together.
Do you have an email address, not your private email address, please, Sandy, that you don't mind giving out to our listeners where they can get in touch with you for your services?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. Is it one that you don't mind reading out to us?
I'm just not 100% sure
what
it is. But
fine. While somebody looks for the email address, we'll just continue because we still have loads of time. We've got about 10 minutes to find the details for where you can reach Sandra. By the way, I am still chatting to Sandra Larkin from Sandra Larkin in Interiors. You can find her on Facebook as well as LinkedIn. You can go to our Facebook page, Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala, to see how, because me and Sandy have talked fashion for a very long time. So, yeah, you can get to see what she looks like as well as what I look like. Remember, you can download this podcast as well as last week's podcast on cliffcentral.com. It's Women's Month. You'll remember that I've chatted to Mpho Vakia and many other wonderful guests this month. By the way, Women's Month is about empowerment. And I believe you have an empowerment program, Sandy, that you're part of. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'm very, very excited, and I'm totally passionate about this project. It is a Versus empowerment project, and basically, the directors and the marketing team at Versus, we were just sitting around the table one day, and we said, you know what? Wouldn't it be amazing if we could actually do something, basically a give back. Giving back something to the people of South Africa and uplifting the women of South Africa, being Women's Month. And we came up with this project. It is actually called Versus Paint Design Your Life, hashtag Versus Apprentice.
Okay.
And what we really want to do is we want to find young girls, well, women between the ages of 18 and 35, who are passionate about design, passionate about color, but who have not had the opportunity in life to actually get the skills to go to a Vega or to go to a Lasoff or even to learn or be an interior designer.
Yes.
So we've come up with this fantastic project. We're actually going to look for about 40 candidates, which we are going to give a free seminar to. And it will not only be about color and paint and design. It will also be about how to build a business.
Yes.
It will also be about entrepreneurship.
Yes.
So we've got if anybody is interested, we would love to get mentors,
okay,
business mentors. And on this free seminar, we will give these girls some challenges, and we will ultimately, at the end of the day, there will be a winner.
Nice.
So we'll start to eliminate from the 40 girls, we'll go to 20, and then, as I said, ultimately there'll be a winner. And the winner will get a free office for a year.
Wow. Wow.
Free mentorship from her mentor for a year. Free social media for a year.
Oh, wow.
So that it will become a sustainable business.
Mm.
So it's not just something, I'm going to learn to be an interior designer. We want to actually set somebody up in business.
Yeah, and I think, let me tell you why I commend you guys for doing this. A lot of the time is people give people money and goodbye, guns, sort yourself out. And mentorship is a huge part of that, as well as skills transfer. Like I always say this over and over and over. You don't give somebody money. Money doesn't teach somebody how to sustain a business. It can help them start it, but it can't actually help them sustain it. So when you help somebody understand also the power of social media, how you can use social media as a business tool. So I use social media as a business tool. I have friends where I can talk about my period and my boyfriend and all that. I don't use my social media to do that. And you can use social media to drive people to your business, for people around the world to know what your business is about. So this is incredible. And the fact that it's going to be given to a woman in South Africa, and because you know what they say, when you empower one woman, you've basically empowered a nation, because we are the givers of life, we are the nurturers. So this is fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. So is the email address that I have the same one if people want to get more information?
Yes.
On this. So if you are between the ages of 18 and 35, can you just give us that hashtag one more time, please, Sandy?
It's Versus Paint.
Okay.
Design your life.
Okay.
Hashtag Versus Apprentice.
Okay. So now if you want to know what Versus, like, the email address is info@versuspaint. So Versus, like, you know, Versus like this, Versus this. Like that. So it is info@versuspaint.co.za. I'm so excited about this concept of, also it's a free seminar. Remember, 40 people will get to be part of this free seminar. So if you listen to this podcast and you're thinking, I would like my business to help, please also email info@versuspaint.co.za. Offer your services as a panel speaker. Email Sandy and say, I'm putting my hand forward. This is how I can help. And if you're a young girl, doesn't matter where you are, and you don't have the means to pay for a very expensive design school, but you still want to learn, and you feel like you have natural talent, this is where you harness it. So remember the hashtag. You can also go to cliffcentral.com to get Sandy's Facebook details and the hashtag. And literally, guys, there's nothing stopping you from doing this. This is a wonderful initiative.
Wonderful. Thank you, Laura.
It's a wonderful initiative. So I wanted just to go back to, because now we only have about 10 minutes, but we're fine. 10 minutes is enough. I wanted to talk about... if you don't know what colors to paint in which rooms. So traditionally a baby's room is blue or pink or yellow. A bedroom is a calming color like green. But what we're discovering is that people are debunking all of that, that it's about what you want. I've seen black kitchens recently, very masculine black kitchens that have been painted black, the walls. So I'm realizing that it's a little bit, painting your house is a little bit like fashion. People used to say when I first entered fashion, they'd be like, you don't mix brown and black. And I realized Grace Coddington wears whatever she wants. Nobody tells her what to wear. So actually those rules are not rules. What would you say are some of the, I don't know whether to say trends, but some of the ways that people can start looking at painting their houses in terms of different rooms. Should people follow those rules of a neutral for a space where you're going to sleep, a vibrant color for where people are going to eat, where there's a lot of traffic? Do you subscribe to any of that?
No, I've never been a subscriber.
You should have seen her. By the way, guys, I wish there was a camera. I know you should have seen her face. She was just like, no. Yes.
You know, I have my own set of rules that I use when I first start doing a house, which is probably a more boring take on even what you've said, but I like to create a canvas for my furniture, for my curtains. So I'm not a great exponent of feature walls, but having said that, talking about trends, even the color ultraviolet is really a deep tone at the end of the day. And these deep tones, like you'll see quite a lot of navy, for instance, coming in, still quite a lot of charcoal coming in. These deeper tones, psychologically, they are cocooning colors. So it's again, it goes back to that sense that I said we need to be cocooned. We need an inner sanctum in our homes. And it was interesting that you mentioned the black. If it's not exactly black, it will be dark charcoal. Mm. Or even it's a derivative of ultraviolet, this beautiful aubergine color.
Yes.
And even deep greens, very deep greens, are also very big on trend, if you follow the European trend. So I don't think rules apply anymore. You can make a very glamorous main bedroom that happens to be deep, deep charcoal.
Yes, yes.
You know, it depends what you put in that room with a beautiful white linen. It doesn't have to be a dark glam room. By the time you put beautiful silver leaf, beautiful white linen, you know, a pale velvet, a headboard.
Yeah, it then looks amazing.
It can add to the glamour and luxury.
So it was funny. You just said now that you're not really a fan of the feature wall. Is there a reason why?
Not a solid color feature wall.
So not just a plain blue like I did in my old house, but which I sold because it was no longer right. So I know what you mean.
But as I said earlier in my talk, I'm loving the feature wall, the metallic feature walls in the more wallpapery look. So it's not a solid color. It's all broken color with textures, for instance.
Yes.
I'm loving that kind of feature wall because in a way it's got a subtleness about it.
Yes.
And you can control it.
So I live in an interesting space where one half of the room, so the colors that you mentioned are the color in my house. So one half of the room is like a dark gray and one half of the room is like a sort of navy bluey type color. I remember thinking, phew, but wow. And what I didn't realize is that, which you just said now, that's why you have your job and that's why I'm interviewing you, it's cocooning. At first I thought it seems a bit schizophrenic. You know, this room that we're in, the studio, is half white and half black, kind of like South Africa. Are there rules about, you know, you should paint the entire room one color, one side, two sides? Are there any sort of rules like that?
I think each room has got its own, it will talk to you about almost what it needs.
The vibration that we were talking about earlier, people remember.
I don't like to my style of decorating. I believe when I walk into the eye always tells you where to go, and we've got peripheral vision. So if there's too much going on, you can't see the good in the room.
Yes, yes.
So if there's too many, for instance, if there are too many focal points and there are too many colors, it takes away from the proportion of the room itself.
Yeah. So with only literally 2 minutes left, where does the time go? I want to remind you that you can find Sandra Larkin Interiors on Facebook and on Twitter, but you can also go to our Facebook page, Living It Up, with me, Lira Dushabel, as well as cliffcentral.com to actually see what Sandra looks like. And please try to get involved in the Versus Paint Empowerment Initiative. Remember, you can go to email info@versuspaint.co.za. One of the first things Sandra said at the beginning of the show was there are three things that anchor her business and what she does, and that is color, texture, and proportion. So I wanted to I always try and leave the show, the guests, I mean, the listeners with some form of advice. What are the three things or the five things or the one thing that you consider that people must consider before buying paint, before deciding on a room? What kind of tips or a tip can you give people when it comes to choosing what your house looks like? We didn't even talk about the outside of the house, which is also something else completely, by the way.
How I do my schemes, and my schemes generally have an air of serenity about them.
Yes.
I ask people to choose the tile or their flooring first.
Okay.
From the tile or the marble or whatever, or the wood, I will get the main color of my house. That's my final tip, and I'll use that as my core color.
Okay.
For the house.
Okay. So, you heard, Sandy. Sandy says, choose your flooring first. Now, let me tell you why this is important. So I've had two properties before and I decided I was the one person that Sandra was talking about, the one person with the accent wall, the blue solid wall, which I painted with my late dad. So it was quite sentimental for me. But then I realized, I'm evolving, the style should change. I had not realized how important flooring was. I actually moved out of that house in particular because one side was tiles and one side was carpet. And it felt like I was in the schizophrenic environment. And now I'm obsessed with floors. I've decided that flooring is going to be... So it's funny that you say that. I'm like, I need to find a house with parquet floors, some kind of wooden floors, as you say, or whatever tiles. My mom likes tiles because she likes minimal, clean spaces. And I like warm places that are filled with things. You know, you can see that I'm wearing all kinds of jewelry. So I then realized, okay, that's what I need to do. So the advice from the expert, the color expert, is find your flooring first. And when you come to your designer, when you come to your decorator, bring that with you. That will help you figure out what the color palette for each room for your house will be.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Sandra Larkin, you have been amazing, amazing, amazing. I've had such fun. I want to remind you guys that Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabal, is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters, stylish screens and bold blockout blinds. Taylor Blinds have the perfect window dressing for your individual spaces needs. Remember, you can hashtag Taylor Shutters and hashtag Taylor Tips and Taylor Blinds. Send us your comments. Let us know what you think. Sandra, you're a dream. And I can't wait to have you back. Okay. I can't wait to attend the seminar. I would love to be there. And if I can help in any way, with my time or talk or whatever, I'll do it because I love the initiative. So maybe we should talk after this. I want to thank whoever your angels were that brought you to me for fixing my alignment. May you have a wonderful, glorious day and an even better rest of 2018. You're fantastic.
Thank you, Lerato.
Okay, guys, I'll catch you next week. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.